Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It's wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God and know that He is beside us. He's with us. He's never leaving us nor forsaking us. This is part 15 of the fire of God. We're going to look today at Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, and we're going to look from verse 14, and it says this: "The sinners in Jerusalem shake with fear. Terror seizes the godless. Who can live with this devouring fire?" they cry. "Who can survive this all-consuming fire?" Those who are honest and fair, who refuse to profit by fraud, who stay far away from bribes, who refuse to listen to those who plot murder, who shut their eyes to all enticement to do wrong. Those are the ones who will dwell on high. The rocks of the mountains will be their fortress. Food will be supplied to them, and they will have water in abundance. Beloved, listen to these prophetic words from the prophet Isaiah. For this is what they are. They are prophetic words. They are prophecy. And Isaiah is seeing into the future of what will happen. And one day, this is going to happen. And you can take out the word Jerusalem, and you can put in place all people. The sinners around the world shake with fear. Terror seizes the godless. And their cry is this: who can live in this devouring fire? Who can? Who can survive? Who can live in this devouring fire? Who can possibly stand when this fire is descending? Who can survive this all-consuming fire, says the prophet Isaiah? You can. You can, quite simply. Why can you? Because you are listening to God. You are listening to what He is saying into your heart. You are making a decision that you want to live for Him. You have already decided that you want to follow Him and you want to love Him, because first He loved you. And as you listen to Worship Radio 247 at the moment, you know there is a refreshing of His Holy Spirit that is sweeping through the internet to all those who are connecting. And I'm getting mail from all over the world. where people are saying they are sensing this refreshing. They are sensing the fire of God, this all-consuming fire that is taking them to different planes. When you worship in this way, God will honor it. He will not stop honoring you because you are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. You are worshiping Him in spirit because you are allowing your spirit to connect with the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God works within you. And you are worshiping in truth because you mean it. Because when you make that decision that you want to worship, you are saying, I really am worshiping Him. I am really bowing down and worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And as I said on yesterday's broadcast, you have become part of the royal household. You are wearing the purple raiments. And that is why those who don't know God are so frightened, so alone, so scared. It's because they don't understand what you understand. They don't see what you see. They don't feel what you feel. The sinners in Jerusalem, says Isaiah, shake with fear. It's scary. It is scary, beloved, to be on the outside. Believe me, it's scary. So many people walk around with this confidence. Oh, I've got a lot of money, so I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm happy. I don't need God. Why do I need God? But deep down inside, they are scared. They are frightened. Because when they behold you, they see a confidence in your eyes. They see a confidence in the way that you hold yourself. Perhaps you have nothing. Perhaps you have no money at all. Perhaps you have no wealth. Perhaps you don't have a flash car. Perhaps you don't live in a beautiful house. And they do. But those are material things. And they wither. And they die. But what those people see in you is a confidence, is a knowledge that they don't have. Who can live with this devouring fire, they cry. Who can survive this all-consuming fire? Beloved, now you can declare this. Beloved, now you can say this today, right now, as I am bringing you this word. You can say this word now, and you can say, I can. You can shout it from the rooftop. You can open your window wide, and you can yell at the top of your voice, I can. In actual fact, whilst I am bringing you this word, as I am bringing you this word now, I want you to be interactive. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go to your window and open it. Maybe it's a really hot day and it's open anyway, but if it's not, open your window. Just open it now, real quick. Go. Open your window. Open it wide. In a moment you're going to sing and you're going to need that window open anyway. But right now, open that window wide. I know you're smiling. I know you're laughing. I want you to go to the window and I want you to throw it open wide. And I want you to shout as loudly as you can, I can stand the fire. Shout it loudly. I can stand the fire. Really loud. I can stand the fire. He is wonderful. He is so wonderful. Those who are honest and fair, who refuse to profit by fraud, who stay far away from bribes, who refuse to listen to those who plot murder, who shut their eyes to all enticement to do wrong. Watch this. Watch what Isaiah now says. These are the ones who will dwell on high. The rocks of the mountain will be their fortress. You know I've said this on a number of occasions, beloved. You know I have said over and over and over again, I have said these words. I have said, you know, I want to live on the top of Mount Zion. That is my goal, is to reach the mount of Mount Zion, to climb that mountain. And I believe this is our goal. Those are the ones who will dwell on high, says Isaiah. The rocks of the mountains will be their fortress. Watch this. Watch the supply of our Lord. Food will be supplied to them, and they will have water in abundance. Food will be supplied to you, beloved. You will have water in abundance. Don't run away from this fire. Stay in it. Stay in this all-consuming fire. And let it burn up all the dross, all the rubbish in your life that you no longer want. All the rubbish that you no longer need. You don't need it, beloved. Get rid of it. You do not need that stuff as a security blanket. And you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Get rid of it. Dump it. Lay it at the foot of the cross. And say, Lord, take this away in your celestial garbage truck. For I no longer need it. I no longer need those drugs. I no longer need that alcohol. I no longer need those cigarettes. I don't need to look at pornography anymore. I don't need to go to the betting shop and place a bet on a horse or a football game. I don't need it. I don't need that addiction to television. I don't need that addiction to games on the internet. All I need, Lord, all I need, Father, is you and your all-consuming fire. I need the fire of God in my life all the time. Father, I need the refreshing of your Holy Spirit to sweep into my life and to remain there. Whilst I worship you and whilst I adore you, Lord God, you are holy. You are so holy. And I worship you. And I say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say that after me, beloved. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say it again. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever, world without end.